maybe the guy who stole it himself. If I steal it on Shabbat and chef it on Sunday, I chef it on Sunday, I'm stealing for myself. The basic, it's not the basic, the basic got it. Right. Again, it was brought as if she was a David itself. The Shita then says, no, presumably, why not? It's gone in and I got it. So the question becomes, the main, this is my one question for the rest of the Shia. According to the Mitzvah, why isn't it a Golem and a Ganav? Why is it not a case of Golem and a Ganav? If I steal it on Shabbos and Shabbat and on Sunday, the Shia is telling you there's no case. Right. Again, the Mitzvah says that she was a David itself. The Shia then says, no, presumably, why not? It's Golem and a Ganav. So the question becomes, the main, this is my one question for the rest of the Shia. According to the Mitzvah, why isn't it a Golem and a Ganav? Why is it not a case of Golem and a Ganav? If I steal it on Shabbos and Shabbat and on Sunday, the Shiddi tells us there's no case. The Mitzvah says there is. Why? Because when I shepherd it on Shabbos and on Sunday, it's like a Dubai to Geneva. If I talk to a Shabbos and Dubai to Geneva, the question, what happens is it a Golem and a Ganav? That's the question. Part of the paper, at least. We'll talk to that a little later today. So the question is, why do we talk to Yechayah? After all, we should say the Golem and Aganav. The Golem and Aganav is Potter. That's the question. Is the question clear? One more time. The Gemara says, Golem and Aganav is Shabbos. Both are Shabbos, Tumah Yavneh. Going out to the Shabbos for Kol is not found in Shabbos. The Machlokes is the Shita Mekubet. The Shabbos is a Potter, and the Mitzvah is a Chayim. Why a Chayim is a Mitzvah? Why? It's like the Chazar is going out for Kol, like Tavah for Shabbos. Because the Shita is a Tavah. The Shita is a Tavah, presumably whole. That's a year, it's going out and I got it. Can't look how the guy came because he's going up in a Ghana. But what do they say? The guy stole from the Ghana. Who's the Ghana himself? He is the Ghana. I steal on Shabbos from the Ghana. Now when I shecht it on Sunday and I'm making a new Geneva, it's a new Geneva from the Ghana himself. My own. But well, that's just trying to see the Yishonah. But it was a plea. That's the Ghana. That is the Ghana. That's the Ghana. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sure, it's all on Shabbos. Stole it on Shabbos. Now he's accepting it on Sunday. The Mitzvah is higher, capable, down the hay. Why? Because he did on Sunday, it's a new act of Geneva. Why not? This is stolen one? Well, your first act of stealing is not, we'll come to that in a second, but it's on a simple level. The first act of steal is not prevent you from becoming a theft of thief again. This is the second part. No. I can steal it twice.
Right.
Right. That's part of the problem. Right. The question becomes, I'm going in and I got it. That's the question. It's going in and I got it. What is it? What is it? Not the phone. Yeah, but I'm quote stealing again on Sunday, says the ritual. You don't understand why. Okay, so let's backtrack. Let's discuss it at length. Yeah. Yeah, let's discuss the Gemara. Doesn't matter. All the crunch comes in the story, except for that time. You have to discuss the shepherd on Sunday. Then all the back is finished, the shepherd on top will become clear. Yes, Elisa. Good. Gabota. Let's go to the muscle. Before I'm going to get into it, because I was tomorrow, the muscle. What's the muscle? Chavra v'shavtu. What does it mean, chavra? We keep saying chavra v'shavtu. What is wrong with Aramaic terms over here? What does it mean, chavra v'shavtu? I don't know about Matilda, you know, the assault guttle. If I steal a barrel, and the barrel is worth one, and it breaks by itself, I pay you back one. Call like a blunder, the paper of the counter, what's it called? Call like a blunder, the shalmi, no, the shah, sex, veil. I, when the barrel broke, was worth four, too bad, I give you back one. Keep from a mail, it broke by itself, I pay you back one. Even though when it broke, was worth four, too bad. If I broke it, or if I drank it, then I pay you four. Why? So there's three answers to that question. Why? You can't fully understand this law without explaining the muscle. He said it's like Kabbalah Mishasa. What's kind of Kabbalah Mishasa? Three, the Gadol, the Olam, gave Perushim and what Kabbalah Mishasa means. The Gadol of Mamish. The Tavish has been Baba Kana and Baruga, Kana A, I believe, and it's also Baba Messiah, I think, Nam Gimel. So three Gedolei Olam have three different periods. Kana itself says, Tavra Mishat is tied within Mazah. Mazah. It's so, Ramaz Alas is from Gimel, I believe. Mazah. Why Mazah? Can't be anything else. Who's gone when I got? And it so goes as far as to say, his opinion is, that gone when I got is probably even from Karen. You may recall that we brought this up when we learned the previous sugya, if you may remember this, the sugya of Matsuladure. From the Rashi? Rashi says, the Shiva Mahajit, now he said that he was Mazik of the Rishon Lamidi of it, the Kaiva Koin Klum. In that context, now we're no tip to the Bechina. But in that context, we discussed the spells. The spells of the Golem and Aganet, it's part of even from Karen. So we can say the second act is an act of Zuneva. Or even an act of Zuneva is a spell, because it's Golem and Aganet, and spelled the first time. But the only way to explain your fever is that you're a magic. Magic is over time. You're a magic.
There is no
second name. Mazda.
It can't be
Geneva.
That's why.
You couldn't label it as Geneva. It's going to Ben Agana. I've got gold
over Ben Agaza. It was Geneva.
It
was
Geneva. It was Geneva. It wasn't a common any monetary consequence. Yeah. The spells of the Shinish Niflo, he goes much further than he goes very far. He said that Gone is. Not only is it considered Golem and Aganim, it's even considered Golzum and Agazim, it's considered also the public of Karen, which is Golem Ma'od. So therefore there's no fear of Karen or Kepha, and therefore the only way to say it is to say the what, the day, Mazik. This is the show. The deceiver says it can't be. Can't be. Can't be. Rather, the Tzayim Mishum Yadav. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. The words of the Gemara itself of the Kama Mashiach is Masna like the Tzayim. Tzayim Mishum Yadav. Hold on. Close. Why the Yadav? What did he do? What did he hear? Your question you asked before Barry. Not the question going to the Gemara was stupid. He didn't hear anything. He already stole it. You can't kill a dead dog. You can't kill a stolen cow. That's the question. You're not stupid. You answer the question with tomorrow. You're not stupid. Right? So the receiver addresses your question. You know, when I break the barrel, or drink the barrel, I made what we call a shinui. Whenever you make a shinui, you have increased the level of zeil. How do you increase it? Before the shinui, the object still belongs to the nigzal. To the nigzal. I don't have to do any zeil. After the shinui, the object belongs to me! Mine! No one feels to give it back. That itself is an extra act of neighbor. So the receiver's lab doctor, if he broke the barrel or if he drank the barrel. If he made a hole in the barrel, I don't know what he did. He just kind of a change in what he stole. Shinui Maisa. You would also be considered an extra heel of God's love. Lab doctor if he destroyed the garment, Right, you, I sell your wool, white wool.
Come again,
Gaza. Now I paint it red. Now I paint the red, it belongs to me, my wool. The fact that the very fact that it became my wool makes me do it. I did another act of Zayla. It would happen by itself. Red wool, red paint fell on it, fire in the truck, and a pail fell on the wool. But you don't have another guy, you need a mighty sailor, according to the time. I didn't do anything, I was sleeping at the time. But if I change the red myself, I'm a new Meister, I'm a new Gosler. Why? What I add? To answer your question, I added, I became mine. Instead of another act of sailor. So that doctor you broke, and that doctor you drank it. Even if it was just something like you painted it, would also be considered a gazelle. You paid a higher price. The later one. Let's see what goes up. That's a different place today. Everything else goes up. So, hold on, 1 second. Here's the teacher. So the effect, the cause of the deceit is a new act of Zayla. And going in a garden of the deceit is only a stir of Kepha, not a stir of Keret. And the Gemara B'Kama talks only about Keret. Explains very well why it's Chayav Keret. You're a gold of the Najazla. Gold of the Najazla is Chayav Keret. What makes you do? What makes you the second act of Zayla that became yours? Locked out for you, destroyed it. You're the Nishima. Those are the deceit. Yeah. Gozel min agazel, I say this expression. Gozel min agazel is cut in these puppets and capels in this deep. The gozel min agazel is five carats. Oh, it's gozel min agazel is five carats. I'm using an expression that clean happens. Yeah? Talking is the second education. I use the expression gozel min agazel to say that he's tired, he's going to five carats. There ain't no table when it comes to gozel. That's why I just changed it to the problem is, he was brought against himself. Against himself and against the deceiver. But he was brought there, he's nice guy of the neighbor, not just the neighbor. So the answer is Reb Chaim Brisker to the rescue. Comes up Chaim, second man error, Chaim, like a featured role. But Chaim says, no. No self and no deceiver. You're both wrong. It's not an act of magic. It's not a gozel min hagazla. Rather, it's a seal of Geneva over here. How do you know the seal of Geneva? Because the Rambam says it has Tesha. You pay 8. But from 1 to 4, you broke it, and when it's worth 4, you pay 8 to the Rambam. You can't say it's a gozlem and a gazlem, but that's not higher than Kepha. It has to be a gozlem and it has to be a ganem. I just thought, I almost tripped over myself. I thought, gozlem and a ganem. I think so, describe the gozlem and a ganem as a part of the Kepha for sure. Even in the Seema degree to that, I'm going to kind of renew yourself. What's new yourself called? No? The Neva Arista. Neva Arista. Long Neva. Well, when he took the object, and then when he breaks it. He said that the is me not gathered. But at the beginning of this act of Geneva, really was by the Mignav in house. He took it away from him, and then he broke it the next day. One long Geneva Ristos is up high. It's not Gonad me not gathered. It's going to be based on Ish. So this act of Geneva began, it was to be based on Ish. The expression in Eilat Ritz was found in the shape of Imre Moshe. He is so divinity and another member of time also. That's the expression to the Sheet of Brisk, Brisk Shatara. He says, what? The neighbor Arista. That's what he has paper. This is the soul of the quarter of time. So the quarter is both flaw like a time. And that's, I guess, a shot of choice. We have nothing against the close to the team, but maybe others who hold like that. You know, we have stickle brisket season. And the shot of choice explains the Ritva beautifully. The Ritva says, you stole on Shabbat, you stepped it on Sunday. See, so what do you say? What was the lesson of the Ritva I told you before? It's called the gun of the whole, top of the Shasha. What do you mean? The gun of the Ganav. What's the answer? No, Gnei Varis. That's what it means. The Chazan means you can continue on the Anish. That's what it means. That's the other thing. Hatan, the Chazan. So beautiful. I think the Gavadi is terrific. But I would, the Shia would not be complete today if we didn't. And see what we can do about his stuff. The Vegas, the Chavis, the Chavis Gunnel, a totally different approach to the whole thing. The Vegas is the following. The reason why the approach there is like that because of the Gunnel, the whole, and there's no time of Gunnel, but they got a totally different one. The reason is, we assume some of his fears, under pain of fear visa, and there's a common element of on it, but there was no fear veil on it, and no fear veil at the common element. So, because it's today, it's real souls, it's the fear that he said also, namely what? There's no fear veil, there's no kinya. No fear, no kinyan. What did they say? No contract, no peace. No fear there, no kinyan there. No fear there, no kinyan there. A guy whose soul is coming to Ravne has no fear there. If there's no fear there, there's no kinyan there. Well, that's not as the problem is then. If there's no kinyan there, it's a good rabbi, give a biter. Biter. If there's no kinyan gzeira, then you fulfill properly the gunad nibei for ish. When you accept it, you consider that you stole it from the house of the original owner. I, from the house of the goddess, no, it's not. The definition, the Bachan was playing, the definition of beis or ish, according to Rabbi Kivager, is the jure, not the facto. The Latin. What about the name of that? It's about focus about a man and on back. What makes something a resistance to others? Is the fact that it doesn't have physical control over the object, the fact of? Or is it the some kind of legalistic status? The kinyan there is a legalistic status. That's the shot. What shot in a resistance? Example, you steal my pen. You steal my pen. And now I say this pen, if I would say the pen is hectic after you stole it. Not stop. Why not? Zella Pishem is a low. Oh, come on. Can't have a shoot, it's not my reshoot. What does that mean? I can't get it, I have no access to it. You hit it under the ground somewhere. Well, no, it's a halacha. You have kinyanic zera, not kamina. But if you break the pen, it's going to become yours now. She in the corner has kinyanic zera, etc. But the Bala Moral is a matter of fact. And therefore, halacha lemaisa is the Bala Moral. If I slept you to death, but you stole my pen, and you break down in tears, say, yes, I confess, I stole the pen. Please, come and take it back. And I say, just to show you, I really have nothing against you. All I want is that there shouldn't be anything stolen. As a gesture of goodwill, and the pen should become hectic. Right then and there, in front of the bed. Is the Balamor, the hectic is good? Why? Now I have access to the pen. You gave me the key to your drawer. Here, take the key. Go to my locker in the bed. Tennis, you take the key. You said, take the pen out. Now I have access. You haven't had a chance to go to the bed, and I have to pick it up yet. If I stay in the interim, I raise the head, it's one of the Balamor's top. Ramban said it's not top. Ramban. Why? But the time of the beginning of the second pair, fourth pair. Why? Because when you stole the pair out of you, you had developed some kinyonic zeler. Those kinyonic zeler is what makes it Eder Bishuti. The map is the Jisiyaka, the base of My base of the suits are COVID. It's not, my house is under my control. You took that out of my control. You have certain kinyanim that took out of my control. If you agree to give it back to me, give me the key to the locker, you have not been in the back of those kinyanim until I take it in my hand. If you're not going to get in the interim, it's not time. That's your unbound key. Zilba Chonin, Mogevin Yonenim. The guy stole on Shabbos. It was Tanga B'Rabamina. So what does the receiver say? No heel, no kinyan. No heel, no kinyan. Because obviously he stole the son on Shabbos. You have no kiyub exhale. And then you have no kinyan exhale. So if you have it in your house, the pen is in your house. Physically. In your house. But I'll be eager again. Where is it? In my house. Why is it in my house? But the fear I'm bound is to find these things halakhically. Usually you steal something on Thursday. And on Thursday, then you steal it at the afternoon exhale. You know, for whatever afternoon exhale is that. If you steal it on Shabbos, no heels, no chicken. You have no opinion on exhale. There's no opinion. That is considered to reshuti, my. My and reshuti. So you take the kinyan to knock out of reshuti. This being the case, the guy stole on Shabbos. Still considered the base of ish. So the thief himself will then do another act on Sunday. It's considered a stop or fulfilled of the good army base ish. It's still considered an effect to be in the control of the nignav. Because no kinyan there on the part of the gonad. It's the main key of a kinyan. The Nela, when the Mitzvah says, you shepherd it on Sunday, you have table down there, you know why? I have to count the Gonim and Aganim. Not true, Sibiki Vegas. It's Gonim in Ish. Ish plus meaning the owner. Why? I took it from the Ganim's house. No! Don't the father is the facto, the father is the juror. Since you have no kinetic jailer, it's considered Birishusi, your basis. I being the victim. Yes. That is Richard. No. Good question. Excellent question. The Ramban said only one thing. It's not enough to be de facto under my, you know, accessible to me. You have to have Pinyanim also. But who said the Ramban would say that de facto it's not mine? That what? Who said that it was? That even though the facto is not mine, but if there's no kinyanim, that was, come on, help me, that was, it's still considered a vase for shoes. Who said so? You know who said so? Kivega said so. Where's the Kivega? Not our Kivega. Kivega is involved in the shoes. Good point. We didn't bring it up last time. Very good point. I want to see that major thing. He only said a Tiva Tifa verb. He said a beautiful verb. What about Mar Rabban fight about? They thought about a case where the original owner had access to it, but had no opinion on the grave. He said, oh, the folks have Mar Rabban. Mar Rabban is how you define it in Bershutza. Is it access or kinyon? So Zarias, who said? Maybe everyone agrees that you have no access to the Sainte Bershutza. About an additional bit of Sainte Bershutza is no kinyon in. That's your kasha. Very good. Yeah, you're right. I can't prove from the Rabban himself, I can't prove. I don't have a Rabbi Kivega himself who can say that. So discussing Rabbi Kivega, so it wouldn't be a coincidence, right? Where's Rabbi Kivega? Above the Messiah? Down to Zion. Kasha, the Mesutha, the Karkoi. The guy stole some of a bathhouse of Karka. The Kiyopal of Sia Bedayanin, Birshuse Kaima. So the Kivega, Kasha Lee, or Iker, I feel it, the Talmud, the Karka, the Talmud, the Gzolis, the Tomle, Birshuse, the Gazlan, Mikri, and the Birshuse, Zan Igzolis. The Karka and Igzolis, the Kinyan Igzolis. Abel Karka and the Igzolis, both come versus the Gazlan. Kein hapa da betusa da gzela da maa da ama di diu Beleke kinya Yochal adisha da tora bir What's he saying? Thing is, the definition of Eina B'shuta seems to be exclusively Kinyan. That's what I think he's saying. So, look again. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah. Three and a half times from the Tier Zion. So I can't prove this in the Rambam. You're right. I think in one place, I think Abba Chonin even said the other story. I can't know exactly where. Rabbi Kivegas seems to say not that way. He's sending Rabbi Kivegas, we'll have to assume that for the moment. Rabbi Kivegas? He's a place in all complicated passages. Take a look at Zion of Manal. Do you want to show? All right? Okay. Rabbi Ophar. What did the Kivegas say? Let's pause again. The reason why you are Chayav if you shechted on Sunday is because no chiyuv, no kinyin. And if it's no kinyin, that means considered b'shuso shel had b'deito b'shuso shel had nignav. Why? Because the definition is kinyonim. Let me do it accept. Right? If you said there's no question. Only kinyonim. And therefore the no kinyonim is not the guna b'deito ganim. The guna b'deito is. Sounds great. And the one thing with only one problem. The problem is it's against the Gemara. By problem. Where's the Gemara? Well, not really a Gemara, but a Gemara to look through the eyes of the person. The Gemara Sanhedrin. And the Gemara is quoted part of the here in Tosin. Lamadala and Bayes. The bottom. Sanhedrin Ayan Bayes and Madala. Omarabba, the last narrow line. The Saber Milton, the Rabbi, the Shiva, the Lesnu, I will not call the Isnu low. What does that mean? Rabbi said like this, the Mishnah, Baba Maferet, someone, the Maferet in his field, the Chayab, the Rode, they don't protect the Mishnah and Bezim. So Omar, Omar Rab, Baba Maferet is not the Ken of the Yotza Potter. My time be done kind of on my rubber, the Saber Mills of the Rabbi, they quote over here. The Shashiba the Lesnu. I will not allow. But I'll kill my rab. I feel not that. So yes, I'm a Venant to Kaira, I'm a Bishusa Kami. Of an Abbey Bishusa Kami. The Rabbi himself says that if I feel something on the Mafteris, I still depend on Mafteris. I go into your basement. Ooh, what's the basement? I go into Avi's basement, I steal the pen, and now I have the pen in my pocket. Avi says, give me the pen back. I have a similar movement, my name is on it. So I'm not going to give it back to you. Drop it right away. Your pen, I'm not going to give it back to you. Why? Because at the moment that I took it from you, I was trying to reach those roads. How does it work? The only way to explain it before is where Abba Chonin explained. I stole it from you. Usually, when I steal something, I have kinyan gzeres. What prevents my kinyan gzeres from blossoming into an absolute kinyan? One word. The Heshiv is a gzeres shagom. I have a chir of a hashav is a gzeres. I cannot. Kinyan Geneva, Gzela cannot blossom into a full-fledged kinyan. If the Chiyav Hashem disappears, then maybe it does. We had to be mentioned, for example, Gezel Akum. What the term is shown in, you're not allowed to steal from a guy, but if you did, then it's yours. How can it be? There's no Chiyav Hashem. Other examples. So here too, I stole the master. To have a Kinyan Geneva, there's no Chiyav Hashem. If you name it, if you have a shava, then it turns into a full kid. I've kind of a punch. What do you see? What do you see? That 1199 is wrong. Right? There's no fear of the what? Yes, can you? Yes, can you? I have no fear of the name because I'm calling the reality name. No fear of because I'm calling the reality name. Yet, I have what? A kidney name. How do I have a kidney name? Because the quantity of a fund, that's shot and rab. That the kidney name blossoms into a full-fledged kidney. But if Rabbi Steve Eger is right, and the Sivas is there, well, the Sivas really spells it out more. If the Sivas is right, no fear of no kidney, it's all shot fails. So it's stuck. Repeat it again. The Kivag is the one who says, no key of no kitchen. It's talking to the Kivag. The Kivag is the critical piece of the Kivag's whole mahala. No key of no kitchen. From Rav we see, no key of yes kitchen. Don't let us explain Rav. That's the Kashmir. The father has the Kashmir stuff about the Kashmir.
No, you don't.
Call him down there.
No,
if you want to, okay, fine. The whole mahalach is that. There's no key of no kidney. But our Gemara Baba can say there's no key of yes kidney. The answer I give is as follows. You're right. The Nidra Bachanan is right. But he's right only according to Rav. Rava Krita Rav. And what does Rava argue with Rav? And what does Rava argue with Rav? So if you have the Kivego, the Deceivers, and then the Halak here and I was going to have to say, exactly at this point, they Rava argue with Rav. Precisely on this point, they Rava argue with Rav. Why does Rava say I have to give it back? What's wrong with the Shtickle Terra Bachanan and Baba Kama? Nice Shtickle, no? They have a Kenyan Zaylet. It's blossoms and mushrooms and expand to a full kingdom does not give ourselves a great single tire. Why don't I argue with this? I think of many reasons. But presumably there is a kibang and the seal, so you know why Rabbi argues with this? Precisely for this reason. Rabbi holds no kingdom, no kingdom. The whole single tire of Rabbi breaks down. We pass from like Rabbi. We pass from like Rabbi. According to Rava, kind of like the Ritva, there can be a second steal of Geneva. So they will count a very interesting thing. That if you steal the fee Rava, and you break it at home, not in the if you break it at home, you'd be tired. You'd be tired. Who said so? The Ramban, the Sanhedrin. You'd be tired. The new Geneva, the famous. Gone on the Shabbat to cover for coal. Gone on the Matzera to cover for the Matzera, which is the sheet that compares them over here. But the sheet to hold your pup. Your pup. So the sheet to hold what our sheet to hold against your boy here too. How about Italian? How did I start the sugar that has any point that is? Well, that's Rashi and the culture. You can easily break it outside, you would be pup. You would be puzzled, right? Like that's what I'm supposed to say over here. Tosa Kakasha. With Toma, Micah, Mashmal, and Tanina, the Mishnah, because even my season is how to make a Shiva of Odo and Matzeret, Kamashmal and Rav, I feel the Shiva Rapaka. Robert's version, not in most of the Rav, Robert's version is wrong. Yes. Same idea. Call it out of the puzzle of concept. Same thing. What if you disagree with the Serbian key? And they are those who do. How you explain my clothes with rubber ground? We get the parrot, the seal. You get the answer to the keepers of the Kivega by saying, Rabbi Agnes, Rabbi exactly on this point, says, no seal, no kinyan. So the whole stick will tell us again, that's why Rabbi Agnes and Rabbi. But there's another way. What if you hold, we paskin, no seal, no kinyan? Excuse me. We'll say we pass in no kiyu, but what? Yes, kinyan. Because there are those who stay that way. Those who use the receivers of the kivega. They'll no kiyu, yes, kinyan. So no kiyu, yes, kinyan. That means Rob sounds like he's right. A good stickle turret. Assume that the mahalat we said before, that the thing that prevents the kinyan from becoming the full-fledged kinyan is what? Kiyu vashava. Here I have a kinyan. And no fear of Hashem, let it become mine. But the answer is no to the problem. I sell out these tents. It's in my pocket now. I want to say, Avi, I'm not giving it back to you. Why? Call him the rabbin. Ain't no mason of shalling. Other people would say, no. Shana rabbin is follow. You're right, ain't no mason of shalling. Giving back the tent is not called the shalling. That's Hashlumin. Ain't no mason of shalling money. It's not called Hashlumin. I have to give you back the pen. It's your pen. Not called the shalim. Not called the shalim. That will explain why Rava argues on Rav. Rav is considered the shalim. And therefore he holds no fee of yesh kinyan. And yesh kinyan expands to a kinyan gomer. And they're not going to pay it. Rava might agree to have a whole mahalach of no fee of yesh kinyan. But he says that you can't pat me because the pen. That's a shlumin of the pen. Your pen, I have to give it back. Money. You gotta pay it for the pen. Broke. Both sides. I'll have to stop here. I want to cover the rest of Sunday. I want to talk to you about Yonah Guyon. And I do it with a heavy heart because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I happen to have many acquaintances on all sides of the issue over here. But I think I want to at least make my case in a nice way. I already spoke with you earlier this week, starting actually Sunday morning. As soon as I walked into the room, the person who started the first thing on Sunday morning, I explained that I was a little bit upset, more than a little bit upset, about what I read in the commentator. You know, I have an ongoing relationship with the commentator. I mean, those who've been in my shiur for years know that. He's doubting it, they're like a Pesach, as we, and the reason I do it is very simple, because Talmidim read it, and Talmidim, you know, feel that what it says there has merit, and if I think, I don't know, commentator, observer, I'm not, they're all on the desk, you know, whatever they come out, they're all here, and I feel that if I have something to say about it, that I feel it should be said. The commentator accused of their wife physically attacking a report. I asked them, let's go over the history here, the sheer history. I asked on Sunday three questions. Is it true? Are the two Aiden? And is it Russian help? On Monday, our representative from the student council came back and said, yes, yes, irrelevant. Those are the three-word answers. I couldn't believe it. Then the minute he said that, I said, I don't know, it was possible. I'll be Masa Ruch Holdover. So I went back and I found out that it wasn't so. It didn't happen. Of course, there are no agents. And it's clearly not irrelevant. So that's clear. Less Mandapolik now. There's no doubt about that. But that's beyond any question at this point. Now, unfortunately, it became a question of, how should I say it? A question of, where do we go from here? So first, in my opinion, because of Pasha, the commentator cannot be sent out. Like usually they send it out to alumni, thousands of people. How can you send something out? I think you have to be crazy from a legal perspective to send it out. That's when they order. I want to say up front. I'm sure that when the people originally wrote it and put it out 2 weeks ago, to the left, right? we go today, but they didn't know that it was a law. I'm not hot to show them. Hold on. That's the question. Why didn't they know? Slow. Here's where it starts to get a little bit messy. There was a piece of paper that's left, and Steve was resting on the phone. It was on the base of Medrash on Monday night. That piece of paper says that the commentator attempted to reach Rabbi Weiss. They reached Rabbi Weiss, and they couldn't get him. They got an assistant, and the assistant said that an attack had in fact happened. Someone's going to get me this thing in my hand. I don't have it yet. He was taken down. Why was he taken down? That was a piece of paper that someone gave me yesterday. So I want to see it. I think this piece of paper is not exactly accurate. Next thing, filled up today on the next day. The one before that I didn't get. If I was resting in the phone. I know. The one before that, just had this on the commentator session, I didn't see. I heard it was resting. I mean, the support in the 10 letter, I have that too. That, I don't want to discuss that, because that letter is good for the last paragraph. When they garbage stuff, that's a different story. If you have time, I'll get to that, but this is what I want to discuss right now. Now, I understand the purpose of this memorandum, if you will, is to gain sympathy for the commentator, obviously. It's written by the commentator station. To gain them sympathy. In other words, they presumably understand it, that they made a mistake. The original letter on the which is supposed to be letters from Monday said they made a mistake. But now their hands are tied. So I want to just darsen three consecutive sentences and say what my opinion on these three consecutive sentences over there. One, upon discovering our error in representing the truth as we knew it, we phoned Rabbi Avi Weiss, the Sazer Gemara, and told him. Now, it's a little darshan. What does it mean upon discovering? How would you translate the word upon discovering? I mean, I would say, as soon as you discover a terrible thing happens, you pick up the phone and you call, no? Okay, not the next day or the next day or the next day or the next day. Now, from my understanding of the fact, and I spoke to five people, two cluster Adam last night, I can tell you who they are. I go to two cluster Adam. They gave me the following information. That as soon as it was printed, it was obviously, and everyone knew the word of attraction. I don't say everybody, many of you knew the word of attraction. They realized right away it was printed Thursday, which is that. It was a terrible mistake. As far as I know, for the Amor, the Loria and Araya, the first that we know that the commentator called otherwise, it's not Thursday night, not Friday, of course not Friday night, not Sabbath, not Saturday night, not Sunday, not Sunday night, not Monday. We heard Monday, we know, because Monday, that's it. Slowly. So, okay. So David correctly inserts that they did not discover their error, I guess. Huh? I will give blood today without testing for AIDS and stay home. I didn't know about AIDS. You haven't heard of AIDS. I got my medical degree 10 years ago. They didn't keep telling about AIDS. Never heard of it. He gives the guy blood and he dies in a transfusion and he's like, oh. Sorry, I didn't know. A totally different story. That's the point of contention over here between the parties. Called it, and my wife right then said, you know, we heard this now, there's a possibility it was attractive. We were sorry. And then it still was, we're going to find out, it really wasn't attractive. No, you want to wait till you know for sure? That's problem, that's number one. That's what they said. They will not reveal who they spoke to. Huh? Okay. Let's continue. I want to continue. He, Rabbi Weiss, refused to accept our sincere apologies or a retraction of our statements and instead forced us to legal recourse. Now, I can't speak, I was without a telephone call. There are only two people who know what went on between the editor and Rabbi Weiss. I don't say Rabbi Weiss's version. It was not a sincere apology. I wanted to make a comment on that because there's only two guys on the phone. Yeah? Good question. I'll get to that. He refused to accept our sincere apology. There was no sincere apology. Retraction of our statement. He felt the retraction didn't go far enough. So the retraction, the first letter that addressed me on the phone last night was not a retraction. It was a retraction. It was. They admitted that they made a mistake. And they felt bad that their wife was hurt. But they said we never heard of AIDS. That was the goal. The whole Arika Zavarim, how we called it our wife's office, and the secretary said that the attack had taken place. natural defense against the father's excuse. And how can I fault the commentator? They're not in my drink of David Amela. How can we fault them? So I'm not. So the idea would be to be like David Amela, and you make a mistake, just say right away you made a mistake. And then clearly that would be the best thing to do and solve the entire problem. Wish you all good Travis. Sunday we finish the Chazorah. Please Mr. Hashem the Chazorah. And I'd like to discuss two sugyas, which are on facing pages of Lama Dalar on the days and Lama Hayam and Alan. Sugya Lama Dalar on the days. Gemara talks about a case of Kapara Shulalo Rosh Hashanah Pasuk. Gemara says, what's the Kiddush? Amalei Rav Acha B'Reidu Rav Ol Rav Ashi Rav Papa Poros Lashmina. Rav Ashi explained the way before that because of the disease. The disease is you are will give blood today without testing for AIDS and say, oh, I didn't know about AIDS. Never heard of AIDS. I got my medical degree 10 years ago. They didn't teach anybody about AIDS. Never heard of it. He gives the guy blood and he dodges the transfusion and he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know. A totally different story. That's the point of contention over here between the parties. The wife claims, well, you didn't know. He's writing for dating editorial. He had the first release to ask me. I would have told you right away, it was attractive. They could have asked many people, I'm speaking personally, I haven't known it was attractive. I mean, many people around me should have known it was attractive. It was in the papers, it was in the news, it was on the radio, on the TV, wherever it was. It wasn't a secret that it was attractive. Sorry? No. So first of all, it's 5 in the morning, but you know that too. And second of all, was the following week. Wait a second. It was 11 o'clock news, excuse me, Sunday night, 4 days before the paper came out. No one in the whole yeshiva, this place, under the 11 o'clock news. I think it was Israel. I guess nobody, I don't know about AIDS. I never heard of AIDS. If you're a physician, you have to know about AIDS. If you're a newspaper man, you have to know about these things. I don't know if people know about it, but they are. That's a very serious point of contention. Now what David is saying is, they were so convinced that what they wrote originally was true, namely what? He's not in our ratio and our faith. And Ziyach HaKlash Mechotim to pay whether the animal died a natural death or whether it was slaughtered. That's the Lishna Tanakh. Whatever happens, you can collect full value for the property of the deceased. I'll tell you a little Shaila Pikavim, the Tarek Arafa Lokahei, if I'm mistaken. The Rambam seems to indicate that if a person left property and died, and the cow was either slaughtered or died even a natural death, in either case, you can collect from the property of the deceased. That is exactly the Shnei Kamos. Rambam's lashon is, "Miniach l'maviim nechosim u'meisa oshet tvochua." Either way, "v'sham enetas domeh minechosah." That's what we call two words. Lishna Kama. First lesson in the Gemara. And the obligation apparently begins to exist when? In the moment of the She'elah. That same man, Rambam, Paskins in Hilchos Geneva. I'm sorry? Where? Hilchos She'elah, because it's Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei. There he seems to pass in life the first lashon. So the first lashon, what did you mean the first lashon? The first. I'll get to that. He refused to accept our sincere apology. He said it was no sincere apology. Retraction of our statement. He felt the retraction didn't go far enough. But the retraction, the first letter that was read to me on the phone last night, was not a retraction. It was a retraction. It was. They admitted that they made a mistake. And they felt bad that their life was hurt. But they said we never heard of AIDS. That was the goal. The whole Arifa Zavarim, how we called it, our wife's office, and the secretary had said that the attack had taken place. And their wife said, he knows what the assistant is. The assistant told us, he remembers best, told the guy who called him, who didn't call his regular reporter, by the way. Just called him, that's 10 other guys called, you know, in his notoriety. The New York Times also called, everyone called. So Thomas said, the guy's on the phone from commentator. I heard there was some kind of an incident. So the assistant told this guy, well, it was an allegation, but it was retracted. Okay. And then the letter on the base message Monday, now what's that? So that the assistant had confirmed that it was an incident involving the rabbi wife himself.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. It says force us to legal recourse. What that means is that my wife sent him a lawyer's letter. The lawyer's letter was, I haven't seen it, I'm sure it was a nasty letter, like lawyer's letters usually are. And the letter, listen carefully, the letter arrived Monday night. You get the chronology straight. The phone call that arrived came after the lawyer's letter. Not upon the school.
So it doesn't belong here at all. The only link between this whole passage and Subas Lamadal is Rav Papa. Rav Papa was found earlier. You can't just take the words Rav Papa and throw them out. It's impossible. It's the shot against the Kesef Mishnah. So there's some words are there. Maybe somewhat different words in the Magen Mishnah and Papa. You can't just cross the whole thing out. So what do you do? discuss three major approaches to the Rambam. And the first two, each have two somewhat different ways of looking at the major thrust. The first issue is, when the Rambam said in Perek Gimel of his name, Alot HaDalit, Potter Av Min HaKeikel. He's Potter even from Keikel. What do the words mean, even from Keikel? Not only is he Potter from something else, which you don't know what it is yet, he's Potter even from Keikel. So the first question to discuss is, what is the something else? What is the something else? He's Potter even from Keikel. Potter from X, and even from Keikel. So what is the... what is X? So, the Shach says, the Mishnah quotes this as well, that perhaps even from Kepel means you're prepping not only from Dalet Vehei, especially unique key of Dalet Vehei, but you...
whatever you want to call it, to the reader, it's simply not true. In these three sentences in a row, does not seem to be consistent with the facts. Let's call it grammatical. Right? And I feel very bad. Because I feel that you know, whether you agree or disagree with what he does, and I have many disagreements with many things he does, but you know that there's been public disagreements on many things, but a guy does not deserve to be attacked for what he didn't do. Okay, saying he did something which he didn't do, and just go right on. Now they want to distribute it. Now, as of yesterday, the call was played, send it out. What was it? What's out is out. You can't eat, you know, it's like the pillow. You can't, put back the feathers. But to go send it out now? I don't see how halakhah is permissible. I just can't believe it. Oh, yeah, put a sticker on it. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. 100%. The kids are, so, you know, this letter, if you read the letter and accept every fact that's in it, meaning, well, if you accept everything as being true, makes their life look very bad. It makes kind of look great. Right. And it says confusion. The confusion, I mean, sure it's confusion, but you have to know what the facts are. I'm telling you the fact is I know them from two kosher Eidim. That maybe my Eidim are not telling the truth. No problem. But if commentator wants me to identify them, I'll be happy to identify. No problem. I will not deal with any hidden sources. So I feel at least sitting in my desk, I'm not making any...
Shabbos, we pass it to skip on Friday. The in fact, the Chayim Karen of She'elo. The Gaval, the Gepshat. Oh, so therefore you see, you're part even on the Karen of She'elo. Because when does the Karen of She'elo take effect? When? The Shabbos owners. When is the owners? On Shabbos. Shabbos is called by the Rabbi Minim. So we pass it again. Shabbos Papa, we pass it. The obligation begins when? Mishas She'elo. As you see, Miramah Menifel She'elo Perek Aleph, Tati of Chayev, if the animal dies, the payment of the custom of the father. So therefore we pass it very properly that you are Chayev in the Karen of She'elo in the case in which the Yeneva took place, in effect, on Shabbat. Even though Rambam says the main gneva and tzvicha and mechira, so that the Mishnah receives no care either. Mark says no. Ain't gneva means no care of gneva. But a care of she'ela there is. The care of she'ela yes, care of gneva no. Wow. Shock. So therefore the care of she'ela exists, and as a result you have to pay that care. Sure, Karen of Geneva doesn't exist. Well, you may ask, what kind of Karen of Geneva we talk about to begin with? Rashi points out the Girsa of Geneva, period. Rashi said there is Olga of the Girsa, Shemein Geneva, Ein Tzvicha Ve'en Mechira. And Rashi says that Girsa does not belong. Why does it not belong? Because what kind of case are we talking about, our Papa? Aysa Pora She'ula. The Parash Ula, what are you talking about? The main Geneva and Tzvicha and the Girsa Rashi, the Girsa is incorrect. The law guys see this for main Geneva and Tzvicha and the Girsa. We got a Shola Shayach Lo Pevel La Barba Chamita. So we fire the care on the Ola Pilus Kohan Tzadav Ganav. So Rashi says the Girsa doesn't belong. It's a mistake. Rambam had the Girsa. How did he have the Girsa? So he added two words. Derech Gineivo. The hint of things to come. Now the Rambam said if you shut the Derech Gineivo, then Achir Gineivo could take effect. Only thing is that Achir Gineivo does not take effect. Why does it take effect? Because it's Shabbos. If it wouldn't be Shabbos, then it would take effect. Because it doesn't, it's Shabbos, if Gineivo does not take effect. Chiyuv She'ela is in effect. But because there's no Chiyuv and Gineivo, there's no Kevel Dal Ve'eh. This is the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam. Beautiful Pshat. Simple Pshat of all. Ever has it straight? One more time. The Rambam Paskins that you are potter, it's only potter from Baal Ve'eh and Kevel. The Chayiv and Kevel. The Chayiv and Kevel of She'ela, because after all, the Chiyuv She'ela begins when? It begins. Begins at the beginning. It begins with Shad Sheela. Everything fits in perfectly. The whole Kashmir was based on the fact that you put on the Gamrei. But now it's saying, no. Put the option that came. Doesn't mean put the, not only from Kerem, but even from Kerem. Put the, not only from Dal Behei, but even from Kerem, but you're really trying from Kerem of Sheela. Not from Kerem of Geneva. So therefore, men Geneva. The Kerem of Sheela exists. Yes. The gears are outside fine. So they're saying that there's no change in girth at all. That's a hint of things to come. For this, Ram clearly had the girth to make Neva and Chief and Mechiva. There's a potential for Chief Geneva if you slaughter what we call the Derech Geneva. But in fact, there is, in reality, in real life, a Chief of Sheela. That Chief is the Chief of Karen. That's the same thing which is referred to in the Mishael of Pekot and Perek Alef Halacha Hei. The Mishael does begin to shout Shema. Yes. Well, the simple shout would be that there at Sheela, if he plans to chef, then give his money back and pay the money. There at Nevi, he plans to chef, then not pay the money. The simple interpretation. Yes. No, if it hasn't a Shabbos, it might have paid Kefal Dal Ve'eh as well. Karen's wife. Well, the Gemara is only Kiyam Andava, if I cannot, you don't say Kim Lev Rabbi. Remember that? Why do I have a quote? We'll get to that later. Yes. The Chayim can't show it. Shol has no cable on Dal Ve'eh. Shol, Dalek only exists if there's going to be a Chiv Karen of Ganes, which does not exist. Come to Rabbanim. Work on Shabbos. The Chiv Shael exists because we're there on Friday. That cannot trigger a cable on Dal Ve'eh. Yes, for sure. Very good. Perfect. Assuming that I'm a passing position of comma against Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa said what? You're part of even from the Karen of Sheila. He's passing from Hilkos Geneva. He says, Potter Atman Akeva. What do you mean, Potter Atman Akeva? The Kiddush of the Shach and the Commission suggested this is what? Even Dali Dal Ve'eh, but even Kevin. But you wouldn't type the Chayim in Karen. What kind of Karen? Karen of She'ela. Because he passes like Rulish Nakama. Rav Papa would say, put him from the Karen of She'ela. That's correct. We thought originally that put him is part of the Gamre. Potter from Karen, that was a simple reading. Shach, no. Potter Afman, okay, let me know Karen and even Kevin. With Dal Ve'eh and even Kevin, but Karen is back to Wachai, with Karen of Shoah. That's the simplest shot of all. Where's the Shach? It's Shimon Aleph. Pashim is. Okay. This is cotton gauntlet. The Rabbi Kivega, not a day goes by without quoting him. Kivega was intrigued by the magnificent expression of a different girsa. So he took the liberty of suggesting what the different girsa might be. Probably I haven't changed any girsa. Rabbi Kivega takes the liberty of assuming that the Rambam perhaps had an opposite girsa. Not just different, but opposite. The Bahaira de Rav Papa and the Upliga de Rav Papa have been unfortunately reversed, says Rabbi Kivega. Where it says Upliga should be Bahaira, which is Bahaira should be Upliga. That, of course, would solve the Rambam's problem directly. But let's see how Rabbi Kivega explains it. As follows. In fact, a Chayiv and Karen, like the Shach says. The gears is the reverse. Rav Papa says, listen carefully, Yachayev in the Karen of Shoah. Rambam Paskin, by Lishnakama. What does Lishnakama say? Man the Master of Aresha Koshkin at Sefa, Vahayu the Rapop. Listen carefully. Yechayev and Karen of Shela. And the Kiddush is that even though you are in fact Chayev and Karen, and once you're Chayev and Karen, you say that's buried, you said. So once you're Chayev and Karen, that's going to make a Chayev and Kepo Dal Behe also. Because they have to be holding that by Knesset Lokal Mishalim, made for Mishalim. The Kiddush is no. You're Chayev Karen, all right, but the wrong Karen. You're Chayev Karen of Shela. And the only way to be Mechayim and what? Kepel, Zal, Behez, and Mechayim and Karen of what? They call two words, Lishnakama. The first Lashon in the Gemara. And the obligation apparently begins to exist when? In the moment of the She'elah. That same man, Rambam, Paskin, the Hilchos, Geneva. Sorry? Where? Hilchos Shela, because Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. Okay? There you see the past in life, the first Lashon. So the first Lashon, what did you mean the first Lashon? To pliga the Rav Papa. Why pliga the Rav Papa? The Rav Papa is the obligation begins only when? Only later. And that's why it applies one principle, Kamlei. Because the later time is on Shabbos. Rama passes like the Lishna Kama, so what should he do? He should pass in against Rav Papa, right? Should he not? Well, Rama says it was Geneva. Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Haisa Parash Ulat Lo Tzvacha B'Shabbos Derek Geneva. Quater Achman Akeko. So he says Shabbos is a Geneva Bon Kiyacha. The name Geneva and Tzvichla in Mephir. But Rama passes like Rav Papa. It's an absolute contradiction. The Gemara says the first Lashon is against our Papa. And the Rambam passes like our Lishna Kama, and passes like our Papa. That's the obvious problem with the Rambam. This has bothered everybody for hundreds of years. What's the point of Shoah? Except in the corner of the Shach, what? You said that's what? The Rambam passes like the Lishna Kama, and the Lishna Kama, the Gemara says, what? Is what? To do pleading in the Rav Papa. Excuse me, if you think about Papa, the Papa says what? What do Rav Papa say according to the Shach, the traditional Shach? Your partner from Karen and Shayla also. Zip. You know, the Chir of Shayla and the Tosin Shach's answer. Right? Your partner from Chir of Shayla. Bama the time of the Chir of Karen and Shayla. Rama therefore holds against whom? Against our Papa. Jivegir, again with the intrigue of the different Girsa, but the other way around, that if in fact you'll be potter for the chiyuv of Karen, of Sheela even, then there's no need to tell you a man geneva to be from the chiyuv. She said there's no Karen whatsoever. So therefore, it's as follows, that the Rambam passes like Lishna Kama, and Lishna Kama which tells us the chiyuv exists from when? The Shas Shela. That's Haiva the Rav Papa. Now you have Papa's Kiddush. Even though there's a chiyuv of Karim and Shas Shela, Afal PK is a Kiddush in the Gemara. It's the wrong Karim. It's not Geneva of Shela. Therefore, we make Geneva and Tzvich Vayim of Chiyuv. What does the word mean, even from Kiddush? Not only is he potter from something else, which we don't know what it is yet, he's potter even from Kevin. So the first question to discuss is, what is the something else? What is the something else? Potter even from Kevin. Potter from X and even from Kevin. So what is X? So the Shach says, let the Mishnah quote this as well, that perhaps even from Kepel means you're pressing not only from Dalet Vehei, especially unique key of Dalet Vehei, but you're even pressing from Kepel. Keren, you would be pressing. I repeat, you're pressing even from Kepel means not only from Dalet Vehei, but also from Kepel. But Keren, you would be pressing. Why would you be tired of Keren? It makes a lot of sense why you're tired of Keren. Because after all, Rambam's Pasuk Lishna Kama, which indicates that the Chiyuv Keren begins when? Begins with Shas Sheila. So in fact, you are Chayav in Keren. So the Rambam Pasuk is now, we're assuming like what? Like Lishna Kama, right? Lishna Kama. And Lishna Kama is, the Gemara tells us, promises us is against our Papa. Ah, so in what way is it against our Papa? In what way, according to this version, is it against Rav Papa? Rav Papa, assuming that, that this pedicure in the Rambam is correct, and you're chayev on Karen and She'el. How do you get out of the Gemara? One of two ways. Shach's way and the Zubiki Vegas way. Yeah. What's your question, Shach?
The Rambam,
depends who's the shot. You follow. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger changes the gears. It says that the point of the first Lashon is higher than Rav Papa. He passes like Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa, what did Rav Papa say? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rav Papa says there is a Chiyuv of Shoah. Mishat Sheela. That's why you have to come on to the Chiddush, that even though there's a Chiyuv of Karen, Mishat Sheela, nevertheless, to make the name of Tzvich and Mechir, it's the wrong Chiyuv of Karen. The Shoah and not a Ghana. Right? Every time you give me the original cash, no cash. So to make this adjustment, right? Oh. So this is the Rambam, the first major approach to the Rambam. Huh? Then your Papa wouldn't make a statement. It's obvious, of course. There's no doubt there, okay. There's nothing to begin with. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rambam said, though, let's go back to the traditional, the original Pshat in Rambam. Joseph Paris Pshat, the original traditional Pshat. When Rambam said, Pata, Atman, Akevin, is Pata, Karen, and Kevin. That was the original Shas. There's no Chiyuv whatsoever. No place, in effect, on Shabbat. And even though Rambam says, the main Gneva and Tzvicha and Mechira, so that the Mishnah receives no Karen either. Rambam says, no. Ain't Gneva, it's no Karen of Gneva! But a Karen of She'ela there is. The Karen of She'ela, yes. Karen of Gneva, no. So therefore there's a Karen of She'ela exists, and as a result you have to pay that Karen. Sure, Karen of Geneva doesn't exist. Well, you may ask, what kind of Karen of Geneva are we talking about to begin with? Rashi points out the Girsa of Geneva, period. Rashi said there are those of the Girsa, Shemein Geneva, Ein Tzvicha Ve'en Mechira, and Rashi says that Girsa does not belong. Why does it not belong? What kind of case are we talking about, our Papa? Ha'isaf Parah She'ula. With the Parah She'ula, what are you talking about? The main Geneva and Tzvicha and Mechira. So Rashi, the Girsa, is incorrect. Below that, it is the main Geneva and Tzvicha and Mechira. We got a She'ula, Shaykh, Lo, Kevin, Lo, Parah, Vachamita. So we fire the Karen, the Ola, Pila, Tzvicha, and Mechira. Yes, now it's all over Ghana, all the showmen, Kinu, Chapot, after the Tonsan of Ghana, so what's the Snigrava? So So Rashi says the Girsa doesn't belong. It's a mistake. Rambam had the Girsa. How did he have the Girsa? So he added two words. Derech Gineivo. The hint of things to come. Now the Rambam said if you shut the Derech Gineivo, then the Achir Gineivo could take effect. Only thing is, that Achir Gineivo does not take effect. Why doesn't it take effect? Because it's Shabbos. If it wouldn't be Shabbos, then it would take effect. Because it doesn't, it's Shabbos, it's Gineivo does not take effect. Achir She'ela is in effect. And because there's no Achir Gineivo, there's no Kemol Dal Behei. This is the Shabbos Shabbos in the Rambam. Beautiful Shabbos. Simple shot of all. Have I had it straight? One more time. The Rambam paskins that you are potter, but only potter from Dal Bay and Kev. Yechayim and Kev. Yechayim and Kev and Sheela, because after all, the Chiyu Sheela begins when? It begins from the beginning. It begins with Shad Sheela. Everything fits in perfectly. The whole Kashmir was based on the fact that you put on the Gamrei, but now it's saying, no, put the after that came, doesn't mean put the, not only from Karev, you from Kev. Put the, not only from Dal Behei, you from Kev, but you're really kind of from Karev She'ela, not from Karev Geneva. So therefore, men Geneva, it's really kind of Geneva. But the Karev She'ela exists. Yes. The gears are outside fine. So we're saying that there's no change in gears at all. Why should you be Karev? Oh, that's the question. Why do you want to say Chayav? If logically you should be puzzled. But, so that's the question. What am I doing with the Gemara? The Gemara's against everything we just said. So the sheet answer, you know you're right. The Gemara is against everything we just said. This Gemara is the Gemara that the name is supplant Shayla. And you put them on Shayla, therefore. You put them on Gneva because the common but around is a great Gemara, but it's against the Gemara. Ah, you have no right to make up your own thrones against the Gemara. Said the Shita, no, the Machlok is within the Gemara itself. Machlok is in the Gemara whether this Svara, Kolso She'loso, is correct or incorrect. Rav, Acha Berei the Rava holds the Svara. Amalei Rav Acha Berei the Rava, the Rav Ashi, Rav Papa Paras Lashmina. Rav Papa tells us, why is the Parash Ulalo? Who's welcome to Shabbos Potter? That's identical with Rabbi's name of Gona Vitavach Bishah Hesed with Gona Vitavach Bishabit is Potter. It's identical. Those are Rabakov, Ray, the Rabba, the Rabba is Rav Papa, Pora, Ophelashina. What are you telling me, Rav Papa? High up in the Gemara says, Gona the Tabak the Shabbos Potter, Shemay the name and Smith and the Pira. That's exactly the same thing that happened here. With Allah, the Baal, the Gisvara, don't forget it. What was Allah, the Baal, the Gisvara? Got it already? That the Shayla is complained by Geneva. And the Geneva is called Rabbine. So once you know that for a fact, it's exactly the same case as Gona Vitavach B'Shabbos. So Rav Papa is telling you a cow instead of a goat. So the Rambam source to Rav Acha Berei the Rava. He's the one who said that. Ach, Menachem.